This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. You can subscribe to the app on Apple and Android. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Some news with Steve N. Allen and Eric McIlroy. Some news, some jokes.
Good morning and welcome to See Some News. Today, without Steve Allen, and I'm Eric McIlroy, and I'm here with the lovely Jessica Fostercue, who's stepping into my place as I step into Steve's place, because Steve is off on holiday in Syria. We don't quite know what he's doing there, but he did have to sneak over. It's taken him a while, and we hope to see him again. And we've got Amanda Redmond in the studio with us, but before we do that, we are going to start with some headlines, some things we've missed over the last week, some things that are happening in the news now. We're going to catch up with just a little bit of what's happening in the news first. If I've hit the right button, I'm gonna have button problems today. I don't know if that was a button I meant. I want this button. There we go. Stop that button. There we go. Look at that. I'm already off. There we go.
Crashing
it. Is that
Woo-hoo.
It? Here we go. Oop, it stopped already. Why did that one stop? Did I do that?
No. Live on air, guys.
Is it live? You said we were gonna practice for the first time and then restart.
Just have a quick 3-hour practice.
Just a quick 3-hour practice?
Go for it. Carry on.
Here we go. Now we're going to start. There are reports the Obama administration has been collecting personal information to create a secret racial database. Some are worried they'll be blacklisted. That's you, Jessica.
Okay, the SNP have scuppered Cameron's plans to undo fox hunting as a ban after having promised to stay out of English votes on English laws. He seems shocked. Yeah, David, surprise. Turns out people who love foxes are actually pretty cunning.
Ooh. Images have shown a very young Queen Elizabeth doing a possible Nazi salute. The palace says she was just doing a one-on version of How Big is Elizabeth? Zee, Kyle!
The headline from today was on the BBC website, Greek banks reopen with controls. It sounds a little bit like they're bragging that their banks have electric doors. Yeah, well done. All very high-tech and secure. Shame there's nothing in them.
Oh, dear, yes. The rioters in Greece have set fire to Athens. They can't afford to break any more plates.
The government says the BBC faces a root and branch review. And so to do that, they've set up a panel of apparently totally impartial professional tree burners.
Cameron to unveil plan to tackle Islamic extremism. I hope it works out as well as his plan to isolate UKIP. If I was an extremist, I'd say the day is won.
IKEA is set to start paying its staff the minimum wage earlier than it's legally required to. The rates vary, but they'll get roughly 7,000 tea light candles an hour now.
That's exactly what they need. Donald Trump says prisoners of war shouldn't be called heroes, as they got captured. Trump considers himself a superhero since he escaped the draft. And we're off with only one flub so far. That'll be the only flub. I wanted to get it out of the way early and just have it done. So is that good?
That was excellent.
Thank
but
you.
I have to say, a bit more on-air maintenance. I just need to go and get some headphones, Steve.
Oh, you need some headphones.
It feels really weird.
But you still called me Steve, which is nice.
Yeah,
so I feel
I
like I've fulfilled... Because, you know, I've gained some height. I've lost some hair.
I did in a studio. It just throws me, and I don't know who
I did think about
is.
Shaving my head to go full Steve and
could
then actually put on
if
proper
you could
shoes.
Both change your name to Steric, then
Steric,
we
yeah.
could all...
We could be interchangeable.
Some news with totally. Steric.
Yeah. So there we go. So Amanda's going to help us. We've got a big show ahead of us here at FUBAR Radio. If you want to tweet us and join in, we're going to cover a lot of the headlines. We're going to pick up some news stories. If you want to tell us a story you want us to try and tackle, you can do that. And Amanda's going to help us set up the navigate me through today, because I've been very intimidated by all the buttons. I already messed up one button. I thought it was a bed and it was a bunk
already.
Bed and it's just
a
fine.
Bunk bed.
I don't know. All these buttons are freaking me out. But
didn't
I'm
you
fine.
Say you had a dream about? Doing
I have
this
dreamt
last
about doing
night.
This last night. Yes,
that proper stage fright, isn't it?
I know, it's intimidating. With it's the knobs.
Steve can do it, you can do it.
Steve, yeah, I know, but that's why we had to send him to Syria. So I'm hoping he never comes back. I'll just take over and I'll change my name.
Well, you've
Steve
got a packed show. You've got lots
we
going
have loads.
On today. So, yeah, as you touched on just then in your headlines, there's I think in the first hour you're going to be tackling is the Queen a Nazi? That's basically the story, isn't it?
Is
the Queen
beautiful.
A Nazi?
She's just, you know, you can take the girl out of Germany, but you can't take the Nazi out of the girl? Is that?
Something, yeah. But weren't they? I mean, they'd only recently just changed their surnames from Saxe-Coburg anyway, hadn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, apparently most British white people have nearly a third of their DNA, owe nearly a third of their DNA to German ancestry.
There we go.
So, I mean, we're all in a similar boat, really. So I'm a quarter Austrian.
I was going to say, don't you have some connections?
Some, my great-granddad was in the SS.
It is your fault.
Really?
Some connection.
Well done.
Wow.
Okay.
Check me out.
So have you got some gold in the attic?
Sorry, please. I haven't got any gold in my attic. I didn't even have an attic. That's how little I've gained from his... No, he got captured pretty early doors, so Trump would have been unimpressed with him.
Yeah,
Trump
he's not a hero.
No, he spent most of the war in an allied prisoner of war camp.
Well, they were meant to be quite luxurious because we're the good guys.
He was in a Russian one that wasn't very nice.
Oh, dear.
They're
yeah.
the bad guys. Yeah, that's not very good.
They were bad guys, but on the good guy's side. It was all very confusing.
Oh, no. What? It's not completely simple and there was just goodies and baddies?
The Second World War was, though. You can look back at the Second World War and it's pretty clear who the baddies are.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
True.
It wasn't us. Right.
But anyway, you're going to be dissecting that story in detail and we'll have a definitive answer at the end of that. So I'm looking forward to that very, very much. Delighted that in the second hour there's more North Korean news because they had a very... Well, they had their elections, didn't they?
They did.
God, I wonder what that result is going to be. I'm on the edge of my seat, guys.
It was a nail biter.
Because they only have, they've everybody has to go out and vote, don't they? And they've only got, there's one box for yes and there's one box for no. So it's not really a secret ballot. And so I think it's going to be a landslide victory for Kim Jong and any whoever he puts up for various jobs within that government. So, but hey, who can tell? It could be there could be a few surprises.
I have to say, I mean, you know, it's kind of like when George W. Bush was president. For comedians, we need him there. And without him there, it's our job is harder. So, I mean, I know people are like starving there and stuff. And it's difficult, but that's hilarious.
I find any story to do with Kim Jong just absolutely brilliant. But I know, but yeah, obviously that's at the expense of a whole nation of people. So sorry about that, guys.
They're far away. It's fine.
They're a long way
in South
away.
Korea. They're fine there. So there's enough. There's enough of them that are in a good position that the rest don't really.
Also in the second hour, again, moving on.
I'm going to take the show in a slightly darker direction than Steve did. He's been holding me back.
Quite a few oppressive regimes have been covered so far today. Also in the second hour, hopefully I've got a guest for you on the phone. In fact, there might be two of them. I've never spoken to an adventurer before. Have you?
Wow.
You could be today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
An actual, that's their job description, adventurer.
Wow.
Have you ever felt like an adventurer, Jess?
No,
not like having one. I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, like I've been on adventures. Yeah, not as a child. I think I made up adventures quite a bit and stuff. Like, I think we were quite creative, my cousins and I. But no, not as an adult.
I guess if he's a professional, then maybe he could judge some of your adventures
to
see whether they merit
tell him
that
about
status.
Some of the dens we made and that.
Ooh.
Yeah, but as an adult, like the closest I've come is some really like middle class food foraging tours. See how he finds like my kind of like fungal retreats in the New Forest.
No. Well, maybe you can ask him about that.
We're just assuming it's a he, this adventurer.
Well, actually, there is a gentleman and there's also a lady adventurer. Right. So hopefully we've got both of them on the phone later. Okay. But also the story around that is that we're not walking enough.
Oh, really?
So, right. Yes. Yeah, so apparently we've got to be more adventurous in our walking habits.
Wow.
Okay. Fair enough.
Mean, yeah, there we go.
So
but anyway,
adventure we'll walking in London. Go to Brixton late at night.
There's some great walks in London, actually. Yeah, actually. That's very cool. I like it. I wonder. Yeah, I think that's cool to make more people go walking.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well. Hopefully they can come on the phone. I should think that should be fine. So hopefully in the second hour you'll get to hear more about that.
Good.
And then also in the third hour we're going to be finding out why you shouldn't be kissing your chickens.
Yep. That is
Don't
important.
Kiss chickens, guys.
I saw that story and I knew right away this is something we need to highlight to the larger FUBAR listening public because there are some chicken kissers out there.
I know at least three.
Beak lickers.
Oh, yeah. Beak lickers.
How do you even kiss a chicken?
Oh, we brought one in today.
Oh,
and we're
going to
show you live on air, live chicken kissing.
Was that a chicken?
Yeah.
It sounded like a
pterodactyl, actually, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. One of the reasons that we have Jess on the show, you don't know this, Amanda, but she is an expert with farm animal noises.
Oh, excellent.
So it's one of her, that's one of the, I'm sorry to spring this on you. I didn't know if I told you I really wanted you to bring the whole barnyard with you.
Yeah, no, not a problem. Not
so you're going to pepper it throughout the show with?
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'll do an animalistic response to all.